doing it, but please call the absent members, and we will go ahead and begin the subcommittee because I like to start on time. And I see Senator Hill here. Thank you so very much for being here on time, and looking forward to presenting SB 24. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate. I really want to thank you and the committee staff for hearing this bill today, and your assistance in this important district bill in crafting it and making it, I think, work and come together. SB 24 resolves a pension problem that's preventing the cities of San Mateo, Belmont, and Foster City from completing their joint power agreement for shared fire service. This issue is identical to what happened last year when the legislature approved and the governor signed Senator Huff's bill to allow shared fire service in the cities of Fullerton and Brea. It allows the three cities in my district to provide the JPA employees a defined benefit plan or formula that those employees received as classic CalPERS members from their employment with their cities. I ask for your aye vote and appreciate this consideration. And with me today is Ann Ritzma, the Human Resources Director of the City of Foster City, and John Healy, the Fire Chief of the newly formed JPA.
Well, welcome. Please testify.
Thank you for your time. And I just wanted to just quickly share with you what we've done to this point and why this is so important for us. We've taken three fire departments and basically shared our management services. So we have now one fire chief instead of three, and we have one deputy fire chief instead of three. So we've reduced all the positions down. So we've actually gone from 15 overhead positions down to 8. And our next step is to try to do the same with combine the labor groups together so that I don't have to go to 3 city council meetings, do 3 MOUs, and everything's just redundantly by 3. So this is a really important thing for us. So I thank you for your time and your consideration on this bill.
And I'm speaking on behalf of the 3 human resources departments who manage currently 3 separate MOUs for each of our firefighters, as well as separate MOUs for all of our support and administrative staff. And we're just now going to the negotiating table, all 3 cities, and we're trying to blend our 3 labor contracts so that when we get to the JPA, we will be in line, everybody will be ready to move, and it's very, very important to us as we've met at the table and talked about interests with our different labor groups that their defined benefit plan continue to follow them into the JPA. They are very, very supportive of this JPA and the concept, and the defined benefit plan is one of the major hurdles that we need to resolve.
Excellent. Any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, questions from members? No. Any questions? Okay.
I'll move it.
Okay. So I just had a brief question for you, Senator Hill. First of all, I think it's an excellent bill, and I appreciate the presentation. I just wanted to, you did mention there was a previous bill authored by our good friend and colleague, Senator Huff. I believe SB 1251 back in 2014, allowing some cities in his district to do what seems like you're proposing. And my understanding is that essentially your bill is identical to his, other than the fact that it's a set of cities in your district versus a set of cities in his, correct?
Absolutely true. It's identical. The bill is the same. We felt that, and I think appropriately, that was the way to move forward and be within the law. Okay. And to also then be able to provide the same level of benefits for the employees.
Excellent. And if I remember, just looking at my staff, I believe that bill also had bipartisan support when that passed into law. So I certainly am very appreciative of what you're doing. I believe that law has been a success in that district, and we would like to see the same for yours. And I urge support for the bill. At the moment, we don't have a quorum yet, but as soon as we have a quorum, we will then call for a vote. But I'll certainly ask my colleagues to support this bill.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, and thank you, Senator Hall.
Everyone.
Okay. All right, I'm glad you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Thank
you so much for witnessing.
Thank you for the great work. I appreciate
sure.
it very
thank
much
you.
From everyone. Thank you.
So, Senator Hall, I know you, can I ask you to take up the chair, because the next bill is actually mine that I need to present.
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman, SB 294, item 1, public employment, military service.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Hall. I am pleased to joint author with Senator Nielsen, SB 294, that will help to ensure that veterans returning to their jobs in California public service after taking a leave to perform military service on behalf of our country will receive the service credit in CalPERS that they are entitled to under existing law. This bill requires CalPERS-covered employees within 30 days of the veteran's return to employment to inform those veterans of their right to receive service credit for the military service and to provide veterans with the necessary form to claim that service credit with CalPERS. It also requires that the employers provide the one-time general letter to all employees on April 1, 2017, informing them of the returning veteran's right to service credit to ensure that all veterans who have already returned to active employment know their rights. Because the current CalPERS form that they use is confusing, this bill also requires CalPERS to create a separate and unique claim form for this type of service credit that clearly states that the service credit does not result in any cost to the veteran. SB 294 will also require CalPERS employers to inform new hires that veterans have the right to purchase service credits in CalPERS for pre-employment military service. This bill has already received broad support. I want to thank, again, my joint author, Senator Jim Nielsen, for helping me with this, and respectfully ask for your aye vote, and I have a witness in support.
Very good. You here in support?
Mr. Chairman, members, Randy Perry with Aaron Reed & Associates. On behalf of the California Association of Highway Patrolmen, the California Department of Forestry Firefighters, and PORAC, all in strong support and co-sponsors.
Thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, nice to see you, Senator Hall. Christy Bauma, on behalf of the California Professional Firefighters, also pleased to be in strong support of this notification measure. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.
Craig Brown for the California Correctional Peace Officers Association in support.
Thank you for your testimony. Any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Senator, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote, and we should be sure our veterans are treated correctly and know what their rights are that we have already granted them.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, and I guess we will call a vote once we establish a quorum. I'll stay posted.
There we are.
Okay. I see Senator Bell has entered the building, in the room. So, Secretary, please call the roll to establish a quorum.
Pan?
Here.
Pan here. Morrell? Bell? Bell here. Hall?
Here.
Morlock? Hall here.
Okay, so we have actually heard testimony on both items. So,
I'll move the chair's bill. Item
okay.
One.
All right, so SB 294 has been moved by Pan and Nielsen. That's a joint authored on public employment, military service, return to state service. I just want, is there any comments or questions from members? Okay, seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is due pass and refer to Appropriations Committee. Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell? Bell? Bell, aye. Hall?
Aye.
Hall, aye. Morlock?
Okay. The bill's 3-0. The bill is out. Next item is item number 2, SB 24, by Senator Hill, California Public Employee Pension Reform Act 2013, Joint Powers Authority, employees. Any brief comments or questions? Seeing none, there's a motion. Okay, motion by Senator Bell. Secretary, please call the roll.
The action is due pass and re-referred to Appropriations Committee. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye. Morlock.
Okay, that passes out 3-0. And with that, I wanted to thank everyone for being here. And this first committee meeting of the California, of the Senate Committee on Public Employment Retirement of 2016 is now adjourned. Thank you.